I think it might have been fifth or sixth grade. My friend had done something through KDNK at his school. He went to Aspen Community School, and he was offered to do the radio show or something, but he didn't want to do it alone, so he asked if I wanted to do it. And then from then on, he and I did the radio show. I think, I don't know, 2-3 years at this point we've been doing it, so.
After speaking with some students over the past few months, it seems the ones who stick around aren't always the first kids that we recruit. But word travels fast.
And what kind of music do y'all play during your show?
You know, it really goes all over the place. It seems to consistently be the Beatles, and then each time we'll start out with either the Olympic theme or the Jaws theme. It's kind of like our signature starter. And then he always throws a Pirates of the Caribbean song in there. I always try to throw in some rock songs and stuff. It's kind of all over the place, but it's fun.
What has been your favorite part about being in the program?
I guess since we go to different schools, it's fun to be able to see him every so often. And it's just like a regular occurrence, like once a month, no matter what, we'll do the radio show and then like catch up a little bit on that and play some music and stuff. So that's the most fun part that I find about it.
And after hearing so many alumni talk about gaining confidence in the program, we wanted to know if that was still true for the current students.
I mean, in what ways has the Andy Zanka program impacted your public speaking or your confidence in class?
You know, the first couple times we went on the show, it was definitely very much like a nervous thing. It's like, oh, we're going on the radio for the first time. Super nervous. Didn't know what to expect. So I think that nerve kind of carried into the show. But as it progressed, we got more and more comfortable. And I think that does play into my public speaking now a little bit. I already felt like I was kind of pretty confident. Like when I'm talking to my peers and my teachers and stuff, I don't have any doubts with that. But I do feel like if I were to go on any other radio show, I would feel a lot more comfortable. If I were to, I don't know about TV or something, but another public experience similar to the radio show, I think the radio show has helped me be a little bit more comfortable with that. It's been definitely different. I never really expected to be on a radio show or something, but then my friend invited me and then we consistently did it. And it was cool. I mean, you're not exactly sure who's listening in. You're not exactly sure what's going on, but you're broadcasting this out for pretty much anybody to listen to. And I've been really happy to have that experience.
If there are students out there who are a little bit younger and curious and a little bit nervous, but are wanting to get involved with the radio station, what advice would you give them?
Pick songs that you like. Don't worry about songs that, oh, I like this song, but I'm not sure everybody else will like it. Just pick the songs that you like. It'll make you feel more confident, more comfortable on the show because it's like, yeah, I like this song, and playing it on the radio for everybody to hear. So I don't know, just try to be comfortable with it. So play songs you like, have a comfortable chair, stuff like that. Don't make yourself feel uncomfortable.
What is your favorite thing about As Yet?
Getting to explore like different genres of music and getting to work with other people and
probably being able to just play music.
Bram and Peyton are a brother-sister pair that DJ for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And even though Bram is younger, he's the one who inspired his older sister to get involved.
Do you all remember the first time you got to go on the air?
I was being helped some, and I kind of just like, I got left alone a lot, so I got to learn the controls.
I was with Bram, and he kind of just taught me everything, and it was really fun.
Nice. So you got to learn from your brother?
Yeah.
So did he join Andy Zanka before you did, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard him on the radio, and I wanted to try it.
What made you want to be on the radio?
It seemed fun because, like, I would listen to him, and then he told us about it and how he gets to, like, control everything, and I was thought it was really cool.
I had no clue what I was going into.
And they echo each other a lot with their opinions about music.
What is your favorite genre of music to play on the radio?
70s, yeah. Classic rock.
Is that the same for you, Peyton?
Yeah.
I feel like the 70s was the best point of time with music, because if you go to the 80s, woo!
Okay, well, what are your favorite musicians from the 70s? Who do you like a lot?
Cars.
You said it's hard to find the right song that you're looking for, but has being a part of the station and seeing that the big library that they have there, has it introduced you to new types of music?
Yes, it's introduced me to
a lot.
I've been playing some jazz.
Say a new kid or a new middle schooler is interested in being a youth DJ, what would you tell them?
It's a lot of fun and great to express yourself.
It does take some time. It's not like grab the whole show, put it in. It takes time to find if you're going to play a CD or what song would be good for KDMK.
And Peyton, you said it's a good place to express yourself. What do you mean by that?
If you like different kind of music that other people don't really like, you get to express that and be yourself when you're like talking and stuff.
So my school did a project with the program. We made our projects and then Andy Zinka people came in and recorded our voices. My friend had a really shy voice, so they asked her if she would continue to do projects with them, and she agreed, and so I joined her on some of her shows, and so that got me introduced to it. And we interviewed this one musician, and I got Beth's email for myself, and so I decided to contact Beth and ask if I could continue doing shows without her, and she agreed. And so ever since fifth grade and on, I've been with the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and now that I'm a junior, I still love it, and I still get to see new music and new people, and it's an awesome experience.
Rachel has been in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program for 7 years, and she got more involved after witnessing one of our classroom collaboration projects. And ever since, she's found ways to get involved. And Rachel is so eloquent, so I'll try not to interrupt her as she speaks to the values of this program.
I think me being an introvert is also kind of an interesting aspect, because I'm just talking to a screen, which is like completely normal to me because I'm a gamer. But at the same time, I know that there's people listening to me, and I'm like, it kind of intimidates me. But at the same time, it's also a really awesome experience.
If there were other students who expressed interest in becoming part of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program but weren't sure, what would you tell them?
So I've actually had this experience before. My friend found out that I was doing Andy Zanka, and she really wanted to join. And I told her basically the basics of what we do and my favorite parts about the program and what it's helped me to achieve. So I love music, and it's really gotten me able to express myself in that way in shape and form. And even though it's not the biggest part of my life, it's definitely growing, and it's definitely helped me so much throughout the past few years that I've done it. Being with the program, it not only helps that one person who decides to enter, but it also helps that community see, like, hey, we're not just some weird people that are going to school at this young age and then doing random shows. We're actual people with opinions who want to express ourselves. And if anyone's questioning whether to do it or not, I say at least give it a try, because I'm ecstatic that I actually said yes to my friend inviting me along with her, because it's allowed me to meet so many new people and experience so many new adventures.
What do you think is your favorite part of the program?
Like I said, I wasn't huge into music as a little kid. And then as soon as I found out that it was my passion, I got super into it. And I started playing multiple instruments, and I started singing. And I think experiencing, like, hey, there's my version of music, you know, the classic pop and all this. But then there's all these other versions, like classical and rock and worldwide music and all these different languages and all these different ways of singing. And it's an awesome experience to hear all these different people combining their likes in the same format.
I first started when I was in fifth grade, it seems.
Okay.
This is Vanessa, one of the MCs speaking today.
Why did you decide to join when you did?
I decided to join because I thought it would be a really good experience to express out myself, because back then I used to be a really shy child, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't speak out as much. But then I would see my sister do her radio shows, and I thought I wanted to do that because it seemed cool, and she really changed when she joined. So I'm like, I'm going to change if I join too, and it really has helped me be more of a confident person.
What would you say was your biggest challenge in the program?
My biggest challenge was getting used to speaking out, because as I said, I was a really shy child, so I really didn't know how to interact with people, and having the idea of a lot of people hearing my voice was a bit scary at the beginning, and it was hard getting used to it, but now with the days, I'm more used to it, and it's more comfortable.
When you're on the radio, what's your main takeaway?
My main takeaway is being happy. When you have a radio show and you get to put a bunch of music and speak out, and then you get the calls from people saying they liked your show and all that, it makes you feel like you did a good job, and it pushes you to do it more.
What has been your absolutely favorite part of the program so far?
My absolute favorite part is being on the show with Liliana, Esther, and Erica. We do our own little show, and it's really fun interacting with each other, singing.
Can you describe your show? What do you all talk about?
Our show is called The Sister Show. We just play our music. We all play different genres, each genre about us that day, and usually how we feel about ourselves that day. And it's a really like good experience to see how everyone's feeling, and we like sort of help each other out, and we try to be cheerful on the speaking on the radio. The most we play is Spanish music, Mexican, Spanish-speaking songs, country sometimes, Disney songs sometimes too, Beatles, Queen, different random songs.
What role would you say music plays in your life?
I really don't know which role, but it's a really big role. Helped me a lot. Music is a way of expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just listen to the rhythm and beat with it, or you just sometimes listen to the lyrics and try to get yourself with the lyrics.
If there was any student listening who, you know, was potentially interested in joining the program, what would you tell them?
What I would tell them is you would be shy at the beginning, but you should just really try to let yourself go, open up.
Is there anything else you want to add or talk about from your time in the program?
I'll just say it's a really good experience for people that are like me that really don't know about radio shows and all that. It should have a voice for people like that.